Sunday, February 16th is a beautiful day of inspiration and the activation of transformation through the divine feminine number 13. So it's a great day to take some silent time, some quiet time, which is great for a Sunday because 16 governs receiving those wonderful intuitive insights that come out of nowhere. And if you are busy moving around, not resting, taking a time out, which is very important to do anyways, you may either bypass and not receive those insights or misinterpret them. Now today your focus is directed towards some kind of plan on how to achieve those intentions that you set. So that means you're very sensitive and have a great need for peace and quiet so you can hear those instructions. If you can get out in nature, depending on where you live, what the weather is, it's a wonderful day to take a walk because purification and peace are very much your companions on a day like today. Now, Mercury stations retrograde in Pisces later in the day. It's in the evening on the East Coast, New York time, and late afternoon on the West Coast. But, you know, Pisces is the last sign, and Mercury station retrograde in Pisces means something is coming to an end or culminating for you during this retrograde because it's in the final sign. So it's a fantastic time to reflect because Pisces is the sign of reflection. It's a sign of crossing over into another realm. So the impact of this Mercury retrograde is going to be profound because it's going to generate some energetic shift in your life. And it allows for deep conversations, internal and external conversations. It brings tremendous creativity. And so you want to allow your imagination to flow over the next 3 weeks. When a planet is actually stationing, meaning changing direction, is when it is at its greatest, at its peak level. So energetically, this weekend is going to be highly intuitive, highly creative. Mercury retrograde in Pisces allows you to pierce through any delusion or confusion and see any situation with great clarity, which is obviously a wonderful thing. On Monday the 17th, we have the code of immortality, 17, merged with the number 14, which is the number of the scribe, of the communicator. So this brings a lot of confidence and merges it with freedom and the ability to share your message in a way that creates a potent recipe for success. So it really governs things like sharing a video or blog or social media post or phone conversation or, you know, anything, you know, writing things down and keeping it in a way that allows you to feel the everlasting quality of what you're doing. So you can get some tremendous insights today that instill you with confidence, with strength, and inspire you to take charge while also being very open to change. So this is a recipe for wonderful outcomes. So as long as you're adventurous, as long as you take risks and understand that what you do, what you focus on today can leave behind a legacy, you're going to have a tremendous day of discovery. The moon sextiles the sun, which is beautiful because it allows happiness and love and affection to instill your day and your heart. You can have easy conversations and connections with others today. Life just feels very much in harmony. It feels balanced. You feel content. You want to be intimate today. You want to cuddle with your loved ones. You feel recognized at soul level and very confident. Now, the 18th, Tuesday, generates a double six code again. The date adds up to 15, which is a six, the spiritual alchemist number. And 18 is a number that requires rest and contemplation. So there is a tremendous sense of passion, abundance, and love today with these numbers. Spiritual alchemy that unfolds like a miracle when you surrender, when you also take time to reflect. because, like I said, you do need more rest. So as you release and let go and allow endings to take hold, you also make room for more love, for forgiveness, for restoring peace and harmony. And that sets the way for abundance to flourish. So you have a tremendous opportunity today for generating greater financial flow because your creativity and inspiration are really heightened today. The moon is trying to Uranus, so that means you feel inclined towards change and making new plans, and sometimes surprises can show up and they can create this wonderful sense of breakthroughs. You definitely want to be open to unusual experiences and listen to that intuitive side of you. I mean, Uranus governs the higher mind. So when the moon trines Uranus, you have that sense of your psychic ability and your intuition merge. So it's very exciting. It's a fabulous day to attract abundance and manifest financial flow. Your imagination is very much in sync with your heart today. And that means that if you have unusual experiences, that you can accept them and translate them into a new perspective or a new direction. Heart-centered breakthroughs are greatly favored as well. So let your genius express itself. On the 19th, Wednesday, we have a code of the Prince of Heaven number 19 and the 16 universal date, which is filled with inspiration and intuitive breakthroughs. So your mind is really focused and alert today, and the intuitive insights are super heightened as a result. So with that Prince of Heaven number, you're lit up with the light of the sun, and that instills you with confidence and an urge to create, especially new beginnings. And then the 16th seven, is the seeker. And seven really thrives on research, which is done in serenity and peace and quiet. So take some time today for that, because the changes that you experience now will bring some really beautiful gifts and unexpected gifts. Spiritual revival and rejuvenation infuse your day. The moon squares Venus today, and that means you want to guard against being overly impressionable. Feelings of love and abundance can fill your heart, and you have a stronger than usual desire for affection. So if you want to socialize, you want to do so preferably in a beautiful environment. Watch your mood. It may fluctuate a bit, and be sure to eat healthily, not overindulge in food or drink or gossip, anything that is low vibrational in terms of the overdoing it. And on the other hand, you do crave those little pleasures in life to create harmony and joy today. So as long as you don't overdo them, you're fine. The 20th of February, a special day again, 2/20/2020. What an incredible code. So as we had on the 2nd of February, this number 2/20/2020 adds up to 8, and 4 times 2 is 8. So we have this incredible visionary, confident leadership code, this code of abundance and strength and courage merged with peace and kindness, harmony and inspiration and listening and caring. So this is about manifesting and implementing what you really deeply care about after you listen to your intuition. So this is really the key to the 2020s, is that ability to listen closely and to take more time in your conversations before you speak. Maybe use half the words you usually do, just say the same thing, but say it in a more measured, inspired way. That would be a wonderful mission to go on. And so today you can practice that by using your intuition to tune into source, receive that empowered guidance, and allow the words to flow through you. So don't force it. Allow the spaces, the pauses to infuse your soul, not with worry or fear that you have to, you know, keep speaking because there's silence, but to revel in the fact that silence has its own beautiful message for us. It gives us the space to get inspired. So that inner confidence of listening balances you out energetically, and it yields really powerful, miraculous, quick results. So this is a very special message this month. On the 2nd of February, the 11th of February, and the 20th and 29th of February, we have 4 days where we have this powerful code, especially the 2nd and 20th, which is only twos. And they all add up to the number 8. So this is a very exciting number of guiding you into empowerment through cooperation and through courage, the courage to listen and to co-create. You know, the two is about co-creation with source, with the universe. So intimate communication creates powerful, powerful breakthroughs. So you want to allow your inner authority, in this case, the 8 is the symbol of your inner authority, not the outer authority that tells you what to do, the obedience, but it is inner authority. And that inner authority brings your relationships into vibrational balance. Now today, Jupiter sextiles Neptune, which is very, very exciting. This is the first of 3 meetings of these two planets. And the last time they sextiled each other was just once in 2011. So in 2020, they will meet 3 times, which is really a wonderful blessing for us because the meaning of this meeting is just very, very fortunate, very beautiful, and very necessary in the 2020s to start the 2020s this way. And that's because Jupiter is the planet of fortune and expansion and wisdom and justice. And Neptune is the planet of dreams and spirituality and unconditional love and mysticism and sisterhood and brotherhood. So we have these two coming together in this beautiful sextile, and that means your dreams are coming true. Jupiter is in Capricorn for this sextile, and that's the sign of career and leadership and owning your life, taking responsibility for your life. So you're expanding positively and spiritually in your chosen area of work. And Neptune is in its own sign of Pisces. It has been for many years and will be for many more years because it's such a slow-moving planet. But it's very elevated in its own sign, of course, Pisces being the final sign and the sign of unconditional love and dreams and mysticism and crossing over into other dimensions. And so these are just incredible moments here that we have in 2020 for rapid personal growth in all areas of our life. And the growth is more effortless. It's more easy because we are just at another level now in terms of intuitive engagement. And so when you blend the 2/20/2020 code of this Thursday with this Jupiter sextile Neptune, it's really an extraordinarily powerful day. So the more creative and imaginative and joyful you approach this day and this whole period, the greater your positive outcomes will be. Friday, the 21st of February, is also a beautiful code because it activates the 369 triad. This is the third time this month. And so we have the heart center opening up again. 369 is all about love, creation, self-expression. So be playful, seek joy, feel that divine flow of love. And remember that we're in the 21st century and 21 is the number of playfulness, of truth. That's why there's so much truth coming out now how things really work and what really is going on behind the scenes, and we're going to get more and more and more of this truth to help us to understand the energy that runs our world, so we can make decisions that are not based on belief systems but based on actual facts. And so this number 21 governs that joyful engagement with the truth. So imagine your highest outcome and speak words of commitment and manifestation. Empower your connection with others with encouragement towards them and humor. When you share laughter with truth, it is much more easily digestible. So surround yourself with that joyfulness, that beauty, that love. Have a vision and act as if it is now in play. So if you set an intention and you act as if that intention has already been manifested, you are living the intention into reality. You are loving it into reality. So remember that whenever you set anything in play, and that will keep you from setting things in play that are low vibrational, because you certainly don't want to act on those, right? So this is just, again, the experiential way of living that I brought up earlier. It's truly remarkable when we move away from believing to experiencing, and that's the whole point really of existence, is not hand-me-down beliefs, but personal experiential awakening. So today Mars trines Uranus, and this intensifies your creativity, which is very much in play now. So you're yearning for more independence, and you feel free to act on your instinct, and you can make many quick decisions now too, because these decisions empower you. So you might want to prepare for some surprising developments that could happen. Definitely your enthusiasm is on a high today. Your goals can be directed with great results. Uranus is the higher mind, it's your intuition, it's being inspired to take the road less traveled, and Mars is fired up to do that. So you embrace the unusual much more easily, and your desire for fun and excitement is also enhanced. So it's really a great time to manifest change in your life. And then we have another day that is filled with twos, and that's 2/22/2020. Another very special day because it adds up to 10. So 10 is the instant manifestation number and the number of love and light. 1 is the masculine, 0 is the feminine. So it represents the code of the universe, the ones and zeros that make up the computer code. And 22 is a master number, the architect of peace. So this is very powerful, this code, with the amount of twos that again bring that equilibrium and balance and harmony. And then the number 10, which makes that peace manifesting, to implement that wonderful sense of harmony. So since 10 resonates to 1, we're also celebrating peaceful new beginnings that arise from love and light. So this is a beautiful day to set intentions and organize a map to implement those intentions. You feel bold, you feel invigorated, you feel secure, you feel serene. So take some time for yourself today, because your inner light is seen and heard when you take that silent time. And as it happens, we have the Sun sextile Uranus today. So this transit brings an inclination to change and reform as well. So we're really in a place of liberation now, where we're making new plans, we are falling in love with freedom and independence, and we embrace versatility, we embrace uniqueness, we are inquisitive and open to new perspectives. Our heightened intelligence helps us to understand and connect the dots, and that includes in the esoteric sciences like astrology and numerology. And we can just use that inventiveness and curiosity to bring insights and answers that we've been seeking. So this is very much, again, about becoming the seeker. And Uranus and anything to do with the numbers code that we have today, 222, 2020, merged with Uranus, sextile Sun. This is uncovering those critical missing links and using your intuition to guide you through all the phases in life, all the decisions in life, and having that surrender to trust in the universal natural rhythms in life.